Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Metzia Pei Vav. We are holding on Pei Hei Amud Beis, two lines off the bottom of the Amud. Havakam Mitztair, Rebbe who was the compiler of the Mishnayis, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, he was endeavoring, he was making all effort, lemismachei, to apply smicha to Shmuel. Shmuel, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Nahar Adah, who the Gemara refers to as Shmuel Yarchi Na'ah, he was an expert in the Yareach and the moon and lunar system. In fact, he was an expert in celestial, various celestial bodies as well. He was an expert in astronomy, and he was an expert doctor as well, as we find here, where he healed Rebbe's eyes. The Rebbe wanted to get him to the point of smicha, which will give him, more power to enforce his judgments, his decisions. And v'loy havam mistayim also, it just wasn't working out. Rashi says, shayisa hashon etrefes, it was an unsettled time. Oy hayu chacham ne'asafim, or you couldn't get the chachamim together and offer him the smicha status by consensus, so it didn't work out. Amar Lei, so Shmuel, seeing Rebbe's efforts on his behalf, turned to Rebbe and he said, like, let's start, Mar, don't be distressed about it. It's not meant to be, it's not ordained. L'didi chazili, sifra, in fact, I saw the sefer of the Adam Arishan's sefer, where Hashem showed Adam Harishon everything that's going to transpire, all the leaders of the, all the future leaders in Klal Yisrael, who's going to be the Chacham, who's going to be the leader, who's going to be the, right? Uksiv Bey, and in that list, I found my own name, Shmuel, and I'm referred to as Shmuel Yarchina. That's it, no Rebbe, no Harav. Which pretty much tells me that Chacham Yiskerei, right? And this is what it said in the Sefer. It says Shmuel Yarchina Chacham Yiskerei Rabbi Yiskerei. He'll be referred to as a Chacham, as a wise man, right? Big Talmud Chacham, astronomer, doctor, Rabbi Yiskerei, but not Rabbi. He will not have the title of Rabbi. That's it. And guess what? Va'asoy the Rabbi. Al Yodei Tehei. Va'asoy the Rabbi. The healing, the remedies, right, of Rebbe will come through Shmuel, as we found in the story with the eyes, right? V'asa the Rebbe, the healing of Rebbe will come about through him. So everything was preordained, everything is predestined. I'm meant to be called Shmuel Yarchina, and that's it. What else was there? What else is contained in this Sefer of Adam Arishan? It says like this, Rebbe, right? That was Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, Vir Rebbe Nasan. They will be at the tail end of the Tanaic era, right? At the end of the Tanaim, Soif Mishnah, right? So they're going to be the end of the Tanaim, and Rashi explains that until that point, things were not really organized in the way the way we have them today in Mishnayos and the Masechtas. Basically, everybody. All the Tanaim would come into the Beis Medrash and would, relate their personal halachas that they heard from their Rebbeim. And it was just, studied in that fashion. It wasn't compiled, it wasn't organized in the way we have it today. And that was done by Rebbe and Rebbe Nasan and the Chacham at that time to make it organized for future generations. Rav Ashi v'Ravina, so these two, Amoraim, Soif Hara, Rashi says, Soif Hara means Soif of all the Amoraim. So until that point, the concept of Gemara was not a really organized, format like we have it today. Basically, if you had a question on the the halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, it would be discussed, it would be debated. Likewise, all kinds of interesting shailas would come up based on circumstances that arose throughout the years, and the Amoraim would respond and would relate halachas that they knew from their teachers, And Rav Asher and Ravina decided to be Masada to organize it in a very, you know, precise way. Like, you have the Mishnayos, and next to every Mishnah you have halachas and concepts and questions relating to that, to the content of that Mishnah. And everything was organized and established as Gemara, the way we have it today, in organized Masechtos. Rashi says they would have all the questions, and Esve and Mesev and Armini, all these questions and discussions were gathered together, were organized the way we have it today. And that was all done by Ravina and Ravashi, Soif Hara, who lived at the end of this era. V'simanech. And actually, it's hinted in a pasuk, this idea that Ravina and Ravashi will do this. Ad avay el migdishe keil, avino la'achrisam. Says Rashi that migdishe keil is like Ravashi, right? It has a shin of Rashi. And the word avina is like Ravina. So la'achrisam means this is going to be the end, the conclusion of that era of Kol Yisrael, the tkufa of the Amoraim, and the sort of sealing of the Gemara format that we have today. Om Rav Chana, Ishtoili Rav Chama. Rav Chama told me the following story. His name was Rav Chama Bar Barti de Chasa. He was the son of Chasa's daughter, okay, a grandson of Chasa. And he said like this, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, right, the great Amoira, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Agav Shimda, because of the terrible decree, the Shmad decree, right? Rashi says, Machmas Emas Malchus Meis. So Shamda here is a reference to the decrees of the Roman authorities that brought about his death. Agav Shamda Nochnafshim. What happened? Achlu be Kurtza be Malka. Somebody snitched on him. So Achlu be Kurtza is a reference to Lashon Hara. Sometimes they would sit down and party when there was Lashon Hara, you know, related. So that's why, you know, this Lashon Achlu be Kurtza is a way of referring to somebody informing on him with the authorities. Be Malka. Amron, they said like this, Ika chad gavri doi, there is a certain individual, a leader amongst the Jews, the Kamavato Tresa Alpha Gavim Israel. He is basically distracting 12,000 members of Kol Yisrael, and keeping them away from the tax authorities and causing them to avoid paying taxes. Yarcha b'kaita, 1 month during, you know, springtime, during summertime, that's Pesach time when they gather together to hear the drashos in anticipation for the Yom Tov of Pesach. So then they're learning, and they're busy learning, V'yacha b'sisva, and likewise a month during the fall, Tishrei time, where they gather together, Yarchi Kala, to learn, right? So he's keeping them away, Mikarga, from paying their head taxes, because the tax collectors, you know, are not finding them at home, they can't catch up to them, so they're avoiding taxes. Mikarga the Malka. Shadru Prisola, they wanted to arrest him as the head tax evader. Shadru pissed to go to Malka Basrei. So they sent an agent, the king's sheriff, to catch up with him, to arrest him. Shadru pissed to the Malka Basrei. He didn't find him. He couldn't find him. Arak v'azal b'pumadis al-akra. So Rabbi Nachmeni, who was the leader that was being pursued here, because of his drashes and because of his... So he got word of the fact that they were pursuing him, and he escaped. Arak v'azal, he went from Padisa la'akra, from one town to the other, ma'akra la'agma, from akra to agma, ma'akra la'shchin, from shchin he went la'tzrifa, from tzrifa la'ena d'mayim, ma'ena d'mayim, he went back to Padisa. Ube Padisa ashichei, and actually, when he came back to Padisa after this roundabout trip, the king's sheriff caught up with him. What happened? What was the story? Ikla pristaka le malka lahu ashpiza de rabba. It so happens to be that the sheriff, caught up with him because he was visiting, he was staying at the same ushpiza, the same hotel as rabba happened to be staying, right? And this was totally unknown to him, right? That rabba was there. So how did he discover that Rabbah happened to be staying there? Kribu taku kamit. They were serving this government official. They brought a table to him. Everybody used to have their own personal tables, right? So he had his table, vashku, trey kasi, and he took a drink of wine, another drink. So he had a total of two. Now two is a dangerous number because that's called zugais, pairs. And the Gemara Pesachim speaks about this in great length. Pairs, the concept of zugais, can be dangerous because it evokes the idea of corresponding powers. Kaviyachal, we have zelo mazeh. So it sort of triggers the powers of Kaiches Hatuma, and it can make a person susceptible to harm and injury by those powers. So basically, this fellow got involved in Zugais because he drank two Kaiseis. Vidal Yuha Litaka Mekameh, right? And they removed the table. He was done his meal. Hada Pratuva Lachari, and suddenly his face twisted backwards. So he was harmed, he was injured because he drank two glasses of wine. They didn't intend on doing this to him, it just happened. Amrulay, so the hotel, proprietors got all nervous that they're going to be arrested for harming the king's, Amrulay Manavadli, what should we do to him? So they basically went to the Tzaddik Rabbah who was staying at the hotel, and they quickly, what should we do? How can we fix this up? Gavra the Malko, he's the king's official, and we quickly have to get this thing, organized. Amar Lucy told him, look, very simple. Add another glass of wine. You're done. Kribu takal kame. Bring back his table. Vashkiu chad kasan. Give him another glass of wine to drink for a total of three. So that cancels the zugai's concern. Vidalyu le takal kame. And then remove his table. Balitzi. And that should heal him. Abdullah hachi. So they followed his instructions. Balitzi. And he was healed. So now the official realized something was amiss. Something, they were getting instructions from some great man, some real wise person, Amar. So he declared, "May the Adana, I'm fully aware of the fact that there's a great man in this property. The Gavra, the Kaba'ina Hachahu, actually, he guessed that the person that he was pursuing, Rabbah, the great man, is to be found in this, on these premises." He looked for him and he found him. Amar, he said like this, "I'm not going to arrest you right now. I respect you too much for that, but I don't want to put myself in grave danger. Amar Azul Maha, I'm going to leave this town, right? I'm going to go back home. Now, if they, threaten to kill me, unless I divulge your whereabouts, I'm going to resist. I'm not going to reveal. I'm going to let them kill me. I'm going to do that for you because I recognize your greatness. I'm not going to, hand you over. But torture, I can't really tolerate. Vi nagidi menagdin lay, but if they torture him, referenced himself, migalina, I'm going to be prompt, I'm just going to be forced to reveal your whereabouts. So look, I'm going to put you in this room in the meantime, pending further developments. Asur lekame. So they brought Rabbah to the official, Aile Ladruna, and he put him into this small room, Ladruna. He locked the door. Okay, so he sort of like put him into temporary rest, pending further developments. Boy Rachmi, so Rabbah Damat Hashem, Parak Ashisa, the wall collapsed. Arak, he escaped. Bazal Agma, he went to the local swamp to hide out. Havayos, he was sitting down on this chopped off, stump. Did the kula, this chopped palm tree, with Kagoras, and he was learning. And at that very moment, there was a big machlokes, a big discussion up in Yeshiva Shalmala. Kamiflagi b'mesifta derukia, in the Yeshiva and Shamayim, they were having a discussion. So a person experiences a nega, right, a white blotch that has in it, right, that grew white hair. White hair is a siman tuma that makes a tummy. Now, what happens if imbaheres koydemes laseir lovin, if the white mark preceded the white hair? So basically, the nega produced the white hair within it. Tame, that's an indication of tumah. Okay, that's pretty clear. Vim seir lovin koydem baharas, but if the white hair preceded the presence of the baharas of the nega, then it's tar, because it's unrelated to the experience of the nega. Safek. Let's say we're unsure what came first. So how do we treat it? Is he tar because he was tar until now? He had a chazaka to be tar, or do we say no? White hair is an indication of tumah. Chances are it was produced by the nega. there was a machlokes between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Tahar, he says this fellow is Tahar, V'kulu, Mesifta Derukia, Amri Tami, but everybody else in the Yeshiva Shamala opined that he is Tami. So there was big machlokes, but Amri, the question was, Ma Noichach, who's going to tilt the scale, who's going to determine the Allah? Noichach, Rabba, Bar Nachmeni, so it was unanimously decided to have Rabba Bar Nachmeni rule on this question. The Amar Rabba Bar Nachmeni, as Rabba himself said, Ani Yochad ben Negoim, Ani Yochad ben Allah, I'm the expert in Negoim and Tumah. So, Shalchu Shlicha Basri. So in Shemaim they sent a Shliach to bring him up, right? The problem is, the Malach HaMavis could not get close to him. Why? He was saturated with Torah. His mouth wouldn't stop uttering words of Torah out there in the forest. So, how can we get him up here in Shemayim to help us out? So, as this was happening, this strong wind started blowing. Perhaps it was generated by the Malach HaMavis. Va'avish beini kanin, there was this great noise, you know, amongst the reeds who were swaying back and forth. So he thought, you know, the king's troops are coming to arrest him. Savar gunda de parshi, he figured it was a group of soldiers. Amar seidavan to Hashem, teinach nafshi da ugavra, I wish that I die. V'lo yimoser b'yad machus, rather than being handed over to the authorities. Okay, as he was passing away, Omar, so he got wind of what's going on in Shemayim at that moment, and he responded, Tahar, I rule that this fellow with the Nega is Tahar. Omar, Tahar, Tahar, right? Repeated it twice, Tahar, Tahar. Yotza Baskel v'Omar, at that point, a heavenly voice rings out, Ashrecha Rabba Bar Nachmeni, lucky, you, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Shugufcha Tahar, your body is Tahar, v'yotza sanish Maskel b'Tahar, and your Neshama left your body as you were saying the word Tahar. Nafal piskim rakia. So at that point he passed away and he was lying there in the open. How's he going to get buried? So a note came down from Shemayim, and some learn, the Maharal learns that it's not to be taken literally. There's no papers flying down. It means to say that the Chachamim sort of got this, you know, intuition within themselves. He says, a yadia in the lave of the Adam is called a piska, basically a heavenly message. Bipo Badisa in the town from Badisa that, you know, you should know Rabbi Nachmeni has passed away in his Bakish, Yeshiva Shomala. He was summoned to the heavenly yeshiva and he passed away. Time to find him and bury him. Abaye Varaba, Bekul Rabbanon. Nafku, Abaye Varaba, Bekul Rabbanon. So all the Chacham went out to find him and bury him. They didn't know exactly what he was like. So he went out to the, you know, to the swamp there. Chazut Safri, they saw an interesting abnormal phenomenon. They see tzipari, birds, fluttering, hovering, the metalli, you know, hovering and generating this shady spot beneath them, b'kaimi, and they're standing there like sort of in place. Amri, they figured, shmamina hasam hu, they figured he must be lying beneath the birds who are shading him. Savduot lasa yamit lasa lavasa. So they made this grand hespate, 3 days and three nights, Nafal Piska, and they wanted to leave and you know, go back home. And again, a message from Shemayim arrives that it's not time yet. Kalapesh, whoever leaves and you know, stops the hespate, Yehebenido, he should be excommunicated. Basically, you got to keep on going on account of Rabba Ben Achmeni's greatness. Savdu Shiva Yoimi, they continued on for a total of 7 days, Nafal Piska. Then they got a message from Shemayim, the Chul, basically, Mashalim, go home in peace. That very day that Rabbah passed away, Dali Zapa, there was this great stormy wind, Vidari Lotaya, so this great wind picked up, lifted this Arab merchant who was Ki Rachab Gamla, who was on his riding on his camel. Maigisa Dan Harba Papa, he lifted him from one side of the Papa River, Vishadi Bachisa, and tossed him onto the other side. Omar, he said, my eye, what's going on? I'm related. They told him, Nach Nafshi the Rabbah Nachman, don't you know? This great tzaddik Rabbah passed away today. Omar Lafonov. So he turned to Hashem Rabbani Shalalam. Kuli Alma Didachu, the whole world belongs to you. Rabbah Nachmani Didach. Rabbah is yours as well. At the Rabbah, you love Rabbah, Rabbah Didach, Rabbah loves you. Right? So it's a time of misfortune because he left the world, but Rabbah loves you, and he certainly doesn't want you to destroy the world on his account. Why are you destroying the world? Nachzapa, his tefillah was accepted, and things calmed down. Says the Gemara, one more anecdote regarding the Chachamim, who are actually large in size. This relates back to a couple of days ago where we spoke about a similar topic. Rabbi Shimon Mechalafta Bal Basar Hava, he was heavy in size. Yoyim Achad, Hava Chamim Alei. So one day he was getting pretty hot, and he needed to cool off. Hava Solok V'yosef. So he climbed up and he sat down, Ashina the Tura, on top of the mountain to get some ventilation. Amar Lo Lebartei. So he asked his daughter, Beauty, my daughter, Hanifi Alei B'Manifa, please, can you please wave this, hand fan on me? Vani etan lach lech kikrin de nerd, I'll pay you with bundles of these perfumes. Adahachi, by the time this happened, nash vazika, a pleasant breeze came by and cooled him off, and he didn't need this, personal service anymore. Amar, he said, look what Hashem provides for free. Kamo kikrin de nerd, lemar dichi. How many bundles of nerd are due to the mast, the one who generated this wind, and this is meant to generate a feeling of appreciation for all that Hashem does for us. Okay, back to the Mishnah. A fellow hired some workers, Hakolim Kiminig Amadina. So regarding feeding them, you follow the common practice, the common laws, the common minhagim. What is Hakol? Everything is meant to follow the Minig Amadina. What's that coming to add? Hakol Asuyimai, Asuyiba Asrud Nehigi Michrach Rifta. It's come to include the following. In a place where the minig is to provide the workers with bread, rifto, mishta, anpuka, and some amount of juice, of drink, of wine, whatever, and that's meant to be provided to them before. You give them before they start working, right? So let's say they come to work at daybreak, right? So you sit down, give them a sort of breakfast, and then they start. That's the accepted practice. So in this case, the Amar Lahu, let's say he proposes to them, Kedimu v'aisilahu, I'll provide this, but come a little bit early, before daybreak, so that you've done your breakfast by the time daybreak arrives and get started. No, Amar Lahu. So they can tell him, you have no right to do that, because we follow the law of the land, so the food arrives after an Eitzachama, we sit down for breakfast, and then we start working. So standard practice was to provide them with, their food. And there was a story. Masa Rabban Yochan ben Masya Shamal Ibnayim. He asked his son to hire some workers, and he went out and he hired them, and he told them, look, I'm going to provide some food for you, right? So the father, Rabban Yochan ben Masya, quickly told his son to go back and cancel the order, because he said, look, you're going to be upended. Whatever you give them, it's not enough. Right? Because even if you provide for them, the most royal gourmet spread, it's not enough, because they're Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, who are entitled to the most beautiful Suda. Now, the thing is that the Mishnah had already told us that we're meant to follow the accepted norms, accepted practice, which is a basic meal. So why was he concerned about having to spend that extra, masa lister? Since when does a person bring a story to contradict himself? You just told me, Kiminig HaMedina, now you're saying you owe them much more. Chesure mechshro, v'chitai. The Mishnah is meant to be learned, as though it's missing some words. V'chitai, read it like this. Sure, standard is hakoil Kiminig HaMedina, right? So you follow whatever the accepted norms are, right? But v'im pasak lehen mezainos, but let's say you actually stipulate to them. You tell them, look, I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to give you food, give you lunch. So why'd you do that? Rashi says, kiven de loitzorach lasnuye, since he didn't have to stipulate that. It was understood that v'asni, and he did stipulate. Apparently, he's come to add more than the standard. Mezaini yaseiri ka'amar. He's adding more now. It's open-ended. How much? And that was a concern. Riba lahen, says the Gemara. By adding, by stipulating, you've added to your commitment. Umasa nami. In fact, this concept is supported by this story. Rabbi Yechman Masya. Sha'amal Ubanai, who in fact informed his son, requested of his son, say, go out and hire some workers. V'halach u'pasach lam mezoinis. And he went and he hired, but he also added that he's going to pay for their meal, which he didn't have to do. U'kashabot et lavav. So when he comes back to father, Amrlo, he tells him, B'ni, my son, afila ato islan. Kisuda shlemi b'shata. You know, even if you'll provide for them the grandest meals, like shlemi ha-melech in his heyday, lo yotzasoy dechavosoy mo, you're not going to be fulfilling your obligation with them. You know why? They deserve more. They can claim that they're Shem Bnei Avram, Yitzchak V'Yaakov. They're children of the Avos. And therefore, they deserve more than Shlomi HaMelech's meal. Why? Because, as we're going to see, Avram Avinu's spread was even more grand than Shlomi HaMelech. Says the Gemara, really? Let's compare the two two sudas. Lememra, the Sudasa of Avraham Avinu. Do you mean to say the Suda that Avraham Avinu provided for the Malachim? Adifim with the Shlomo is even greater than Shlomo HaMelech. Look by Shlomo, it says they used an immense amount of material. Shlomo HaMelech's one day bread supply was Shloshim Kur Seiles, 60 Kur of Seiles, Shishim Kur Kemach, Asara Bakar Brim, Asara Bakar Raya Meitzayn. A huge amount of food and animals, levad ma'ayil, tzvi achmer, babur mavusim, and these stuffed birds. Va'amar Gurion ben Istayon, he quoted Rav, Mishmeid Rav, although we speak about all this flour, halalul amiglan shel tabachim, wasn't even for the bread, it was just to spread over the pots that were cooking these huge volumes of meat, so that they would spread some paste, some dough on top to absorb some of the, you know, runoff, some of the, you know, waste or whatever that needed to be separated off the meat. So basically, it was just like used as a sponge. That wasn't even for the bread. For the bread, you need way more. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Lolo Tzika Gedera. All this flour discussed in this pasuk was just to mix into the dishes. It wasn't for the even for the bread. Rabbi Yitzchak added, Elof Noshem Hoy L'Shloim Shloim Elchum. As we know, had 1,000 wives. Kol Achas Va'Achas. All this volume was per woman. Each wife prepared for him this amount in her home. My time, you know why? They didn't know where he's going to come for lunch. Zeus Svura, she was thinking, Shema Etzli. Soyidai, maybe he'll dine with me today. Zeus Svura, and the other one thought, Shema Etzli, Soyidai, maybe he's dining with me. So basically, this is a huge amount of food. And by Avraham Avinu, we don't find this immense amount. V'ilu gabe Avram Avinu, what does it say there? K'siv el ha-bakar etz Avram. So he ran to the bakar, v'ikach ben bakar, rach v'toiv, right? V'am rav yidom rav, okay, ben bakar echad. Right, it says ben bakar, rach v'toiv, denoting that there were three animals slaughtered right then. Ben bakar is one, rach, a young, soft animal, ishnai, the second one, v'toiv, the word v'toiv, shloisha. So basically, he had three animals that were shechted. And that's it. And here we have a huge amount, 10 bakar, 100 tzayin. I mean, how could you compare? Why is the Mishnah highlighting Avraham Avinu's Suda, where we find Shlomo HaMelech was really more grand? Answers the Gemara, depends on how many customers you have at the meal. Look, Hasam Tlasa Teiru Tlasa Gavri. Certainly Avraham, proportionally, was more than Shlomo HaMelech, because in terms of how many eaters, there were three animals for three people, for three malachim. So one per person. Hachal Chol Yisrael B'Yehuda. True, Shlomo HaMelech's total quantity was grander, but he was serving a huge amount of people. Chol Yisrael B'Yehuda Shenemar, the pasuk says, Yehuda B'Yisrael Rab Chol Asher Asfas Hayam. So he had a huge crowd. So proportionally, Avraham Avinu's Suda was grander, and that's why the Mishnah makes reference to that Suda. Now the pasuk by Shlomo mentions barburim avusim, these stuffed birds. What are those? My barburim avusim. We have several explanations. Amar Rav shoivsim oisim bal karchan. They would force feed them. Shmuel Amar shavusim ba'edim aleim. They would stuff themselves on their own. It wasn't a forced thing. It was a natural overstuffing, which is actually healthier and perhaps halachically more acceptable. Rabbi Yechon Amar mevin toyer remar isay. It's referring to the following. They bring a animal, a shor, from where it grazes, but the le'onis, he was never, put to work, right? So he's a calm, easygoing, healthy animal, tanugodas mashpasa, but le'onisa, likewise, they brought chicken from its, you know, ashpa, from where, you know, from the garbage, basically, a free-for-all, free-running animal. And that's what they used to use. And these were tastier and healthier. Amar b'yechna, mufcha shabibahim is shor. The best quality animal, what's the best of the animals to eat is a shor, ox. Mufcha shabibahifa is tarnagoylas. The best amongst the birds is a chicken. Amar amimah, zangza uchmasa. So he has another shot for baburim avusim. Zagta uchmasa. We're talking about a black chicken, beibot nisa, with a large belly. Beibot the mashtakha beine atzori, which is to be found amongst the wine presses. So it dines on the grape skins, and it gets pretty plump and healthy. So the matzio pasya kani, it's so big and heavy, it can't even cross over, spread its legs far apart to get over a reed, a stick. So it's basically a slow-moving vehicle because of its, plumpiness. Okay, on the topic of Avram Avinu serving the Malachim, we have a pasuk, Velabokar Ratz Avram. Omer Bidam Rav, like we said before, it's a reference to three separate animals that he shechted. Ben Bokar is Echor, is one animal, Rach is Shnaim, the second one, Betoiv is Shloisha, total of three. How do we know? Ve'emo, Chad, Kedam Rinshi. Maybe Rach V'toiv is really just one. As people say, Rachich V'tav, a soft, good quality animal. So how do we know the total of three? Imkain, if it were so Lichtoiv, it would say Rach Toiv. Rach Toiv. My V'toiv. Rach V'toiv sounds like it's an additional animal, Shmam L'Drasha, to teach you that a total of three. Asks the Gemara, okay, so V'toiv is a separate animal, but maybe it's still just two. Right? Emetrei, because Ben Bokar Rach is one, and Vitoiv is another one. So it's just two, not three. The answer is, Midatoiv Ledrasha, since the word Toiv is for a Drasha, for a separate animal, so now you're left with Ben Bokar Rach, right? That's not usually the way people describe an animal, Ben Bokar Rach. It's usually Ben Bokar Rach Vitoiv. So, Ben Bokar Rach Toiv. So, the fact that we're sort of separating Vitoiv, leaving us with Ben Bokar Rach, which is not a normal way of expression. So apparently Rach Nami L'drasha, the word Rach is also sort of a separate entity. So you have Ben Bokar is one, Rach is two, and V'tev is three. Masav Rabba Barul. He had a kash on this. V'tema some say of Isha, V'tema some say of Nasma Isha. We say it's a total of three animals. V'yitin ala nar, v'yimar lasas oisai. So he gave it to the nar, to the youngster, to Shishmol, and he prepared it. Oisai. Singular. Apparently there was only one animal there, not three. The answer is, one at a time. As he prepared it, he served it. Kol chad v'chad, yav l'nar. So, he gave each one to the nar separately, right? Kol chad v'chad, yav l'nar chad. Each animal was given separately to a separate nar to prepare. V'yika chema v'chalav, u'ben ha-bokar sh'osavitim l'fneyem. So again, it sounds like Uben Abakar, just one animal is being served. So here we say again, the Kama Kama de Matya, right, as the items were prepared and done, Aisil Kamayu, it was presented to the Malachim one at a time, but of course, at the end of the day, we have three. V'lamalit Lasa. So why Taka? Why did they have to give them three animals? I mean, three people, one animal per person, right? Tiski B'chad, one animal is enough for all three. Amrav Chan Barava, he was doing Achnasas Sarchem on the grandest level. Kedei la'achilon, the reason why he slaughtered three, in order to feed them, shalosh l'shoines b'chardol, three tongues, right, a gourmet item, dipped in chardol and mustard, so for that you need three separate animals, for three diners. Amar Rabbi Tanchem Barchem Loi. Loi l'mal yishan adem min aminik, a person should always stick to the local customs. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, where there's no food and drink, and he joined them in abstaining from food and drink. Likewise, Malachi Ashores Yod Lamata, when the Malachim came down to Avram Avinu, they didn't need to eat, but they paired to eat. And they ate with Avram Avinu. What do you mean they actually ate? Or Malachim Eleima rather means Niru. They made themselves look. It looked like they were eating and drinking. Amar Abida Marav Kolma, and miraculously the food sort of like disappeared as they was doing it. They were doing it, right? Amar Abida Marav Kolma Sha'asa Avram Malachi Asharis Ba'atzmo. If we go through all the different activities, different things that Avraham Avinu did with respect to the Malachim, we find that in some cases it was done directly. He did it personally. In some, it was done through an intermediary. And we find correspondingly that when Klal Yisrael was rewarded for these great deeds, so an act of kindness that was done directly, personally, they got a higher level of schar for than otherwise. Whatever Avraham Avinu did himself to the Malachim, likewise Hashem personally kavayachal provided for his children in the Midbar, for Klal Yisrael. In contrast to all those acts that Avraham Avinu did through a shliach, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Bonav L'Shliach, like what Hashem did it through an intermediary, which is like this. V'Elabokar Ratz Avraham, Avraham Avinu personally provided for those animals, right? He personally served went to get the animals. V'Ruach Nosam Es Hashem, likewise when Klal Yisrael needed, you know, birds and meat, Hashem himself provided for the Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu himself served he got the bread, right, and the chama and the chalav and everything, right. Hinni mamti lachem lachem nashamayim. So actually, there was no bread because Rashi says it became tummy, but whatever was left, he personally served, right. He personally took and he sent to the malachim. Right, he personally served it. So likewise, Hashem, when it came to serving Klal Yisrael bread, Hashem personally provided Klal Yisrael with bread. Avraham Avinu personally stood next to them under the tree, and correspondingly, we have Hashem positioned himself by that rock when it came time to provide water for Klal Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu personally accompanied them out. Hashem accompanied Klal Yisrael with the Amud Ha'anan. So all these were directly done, but Yukach Namat Mayim, right? Water provision was provided through a shliach. Avraham Avinu asked others to do it. Likewise, when it came to providing Klal Yisrael water supply, V'yikisa Batsur V'yotzum Menomayim Shasa'am, Hashem instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, right, to provide water for Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Pliga the Rab Chama Bar Chanina. In one detail, we find dispute because Rab Chama Bar Chanina has a slightly different account. The Amar Rab Chama Bar Chanina, V'chein Tan Vei Mishmol, B'schar Shleisha Zachol Shleisha. That on account of three great deeds performed by Avraham Avinu, Klal Yisrael was zoicha to three aspects of reward. Beschar, chema v'cholav, right? Because of the chema v'cholav that Avraham Avinu provided, zoicha l'man, they got them on. Okay, this is as we said before. Beschar, bo'emid aleim, because of his standing and watching over them, zoicha l'amud ha'anan. So we got the amud ha'anan, which is different than we said before. Before we said that beschus, that we got Hashem standing by the tzur. So in this one detail, has a different approach. And finally, we have Beschar Yichamat Mayim, because of the water. Zachal Be'er Shemiriam, we were Zeicha to the wellspring of Miriam, which provided water, which is exactly as we said before. Okay, Yukach Namat Mayim, Raksu Aglechem, so he instructed them to wash their feet. Why? Amr Abiyana, Be'er Shemol, Amr Loit, so the Malachim, / people, responded to him, Bechi, Ba'arvim Chashadetanu, you're suspecting us of being Arabs, Shem Yishtach from Lavar Kolem, who bowed to the dust of their feet, that's their Avodah Zarah, Kvar Yotzam Menu Yishmol, out of you already came Yishmol, who's going to have that too, already has that practice, going to have that practice of the Yishmaelim. So basically, it was like sort of a tit for tat, Midah Kenek Midah. The Marsha says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, HaChoshet B'Kshirim like a Begufa, if one suspects a person of wrongdoing, it can turn back on him, and that's what happened over here. Vayera Elov Hashem Beileni Mamre V'yeshiv Pesach Oyel K'chaim Ayayim. Hashem revealed himself to Avraham Avinu, who was sitting in the doorway of his tent in the heat, in the blazing heat. Ma K'chaim Ayayim, Why are we highlighting the fact that it was hot? Amar b'chomer chanina, isa yayim mimshlishi shomila. Shel Avraham Hayah was actually the third day of his bris, when things are very difficult and painful. Uba kadosh baruch hu lishol b'Avraham. Avraham got a visitor. Hashem came to inquire with him, to visit him. Hoytziya kadosh baruch hu chamra atika. And at the same time, Hashem removed the sun from its envelope, basically sun at full blaze. So that Avraham Avinu, the tzaddik, should not be burdened with hosting guests. So Hashem Hashem increased the heat thermostat on high. So Avraham Avinu didn't suffice with that, and he actually sent out his servant Lamefak to go outside to find some wayfarers. Nafakli Ashkach, he goes out, nobody's around. Omar, he says, I don't believe you, I don't trust you. Because perhaps you're just trying to protect me. As they say over there in Yisrael, you can't trust slaves. Nafak you. So Avraham Avinu himself went out to check. Chazi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dekoy Abava. And he notices Hashem's Shechina at the doorway. As it says, please don't leave me. Right? So he's referring to the presence of the Shechina. Kiv and the Chaza, the Ka'asa Veshari. Once Hashem notices that he's opening up and he's tying and opening his bandage, Omar, Hashem says, "Lava yirachar make a moch." It's not derecher to stand there. It's not dignified. Hayu dechsev, and that's what the pasuk means when it says, "Vayisa eina vayar vehine shloisha anoshim tzavim Allah vayar vayaros dekrasim." So what does this mean? What does this mean that he saw them there and then he ran towards them? Kamu ole. Initially, the three visitors came, next to him. Ki chazu davle tzar. Once they saw that he was busy with his bandage, Amru, they said, "No, it's not the right time. Lav oirach arul make a mocha. It's not appropriate for us to stay here." And they backed away. And then he ran after them to get them back. Man ninu shleish anashim. Who are these three individuals? Three malachim. One was Michael, v'Gavriel, v'Rafael. And each one had his own mission, his own task to fulfill. Michael Shabbalah Basar, Sarah, he came to inform Sarah of the upcoming child. Rafael Shabbalah Rabbis Avram, Rafael, true to his name, right, came to be Merapi Avram, heal him of his wound. And Gavriel, which is Lashon of Gvura, of strictness, of strength, Azal Mapich L'Stayim, his job was to turn over Stayim and punish them. Baksib, says the Gemara. So it was only meant to be done by one Malach, by Avo Shnei Malachim, Sadaim Be'erim. Both Malachim, two Malachim came to Stayim. So it was more than just one Malach Gavriel. The answer is the Azal Michal Ba'adei L'Sheiz V'Leloit. After Michal finished his first task of informing Sarah, now he again joined Gavriel over the Stayim to save Leloit from the mishap. The Ekonami D'Chsiv, and it's clear in the Pasuk that in fact the actual overturning of Stayim was perpetuated by one single Malach D'Chsiv V'Yafech, singular, Lashon Yachad. He did it. V'Yafech Sa'ar Me'il. It doesn't say they overturned the Shema. We know it's clearly done by one person, by one Malach. One more difference in the Lashonis. Maishna l'gabi Avram. Why by Avram it says the Chsiv came to Asa Kashi Debarta when he offered them food and drink, they accepted it. Maishna l'gabi Loit the Chsiv Yefzar Bam Moed by Loit when he invited them in, he had to insist that they accept his offer. Initially they refused it. Why? Amar Blazim Mekam. We learn from Eshim Asarvan Lakatan. When a regular ordinary person offers you something, it's Derecher to not to accept it right away, to sort of, politely refuse. Ein misarven legadol, when it comes to a great man like Avraham Avinu, you don't refuse it, he offers it, take it, out of respect for the tzaddik. Okay, that pretty much wraps up today's daf. So we have the story about Shmuel, the story about the sefer of Adam Arishain, who foresaw, all the developments throughout the generations of Klal Yisrael and the world. We learned about the story of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Liposek Pumi Gersa, and ultimately went up to Shemayim to decide on this question of the Safek Nega. We learned about the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech, Suda of Ram Avinu, tremendous Hachmasas Archim, and all the tremendous acts of kindness that he did, which generated rewards for Klal Yisrael down the road. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.